I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. As if Haiti didn't have enough to deal with, former dictator Jean-Claude Duvalier, or Baby Doc, returned unexpectedly last night, a quarter century after he was driven out by popular uprising. Haiti is still reeling from last year's earthquake, and its political situation was already in crisis. Duvalier's return only seems to add to a sense of chaos there. The World's Jeb Sharp reports.
Duvalier has hinted over the years that he might return to Haiti, but even longtime observers of the Haitian political scene were caught off guard.
I was absolutely shocked. I really didn't expect it, and I certainly didn't expect it at this particular time.
That's Robert Fatton, professor of politics at the University of Virginia.
Given that Haiti is facing a massive crisis, not only in terms of the reconstruction of the country after the earthquake, but also because of the political situation, which is full of uncertainties.
Duvalier hasn't said much yet, which is only adding to the uncertainty. He has said he isn't in Haiti for politics, but to help with reconstruction. Still, Fatton says his return could worsen the political crisis. That crisis grew out of presidential elections in November. The results were disputed amid allegations of fraud. A review by the Organization of American States has recommended that President René Préval's preferred candidate be dropped from the race in favor of a runoff between two other finalists. Everyone's waiting for the government to respond to that OAS recommendation. In fact, OAS officials were scheduled to meet with Préval today, and now this. Reed Brody of Human Rights Watch says it's a potentially destabilizing moment.
It's a very toxic mix already. And, you know, to throw in a former dictator on top of everything, it's just going to show the disintegration of the state.
On the other hand, says Brody, Duvalier's return might pose an opportunity for Haiti. Human Rights Watch is calling for Duvalier's arrest and prosecution for violations of human rights.
If Duvalier was arrested and brought to justice, it would be a way of showing, you know, that the state functions. Some people may think, well, don't Haitians have enough to worry about without prosecuting Duvalier? And I think the answer is the opposite, that by prosecuting him, the state could show that it can do the most basic of things, punish a person who's accused of the worst crimes.
President Préval said back in 2007 that if Duvalier returned, he would be prosecuted. But there's no sign of any arrest warrant yet, and Haitian Prime Minister Jean-Max Bellerive seemed to shrug off the prospect when he told the Associated Press he is a Haitian and, as such, is free to return home. But Baby Doc is not just any Haitian. He was a ruthless dictator who allegedly jailed, tortured, and killed political opponents. He's also accused of stealing millions from the state. His father, Papa Doc, was known for an even more brutal and random reign of terror at the hands of the much-feared Tonton Macoutes and other militias. But in recent years, a hint of nostalgia for the supposed order of the Duvalier years has crept into public discourse. Robert Fatton says it really depends where you stand in Haitian society, how you feel about the Duvaliers.
And whether you had experienced the dictatorship and whether you benefited from it or not. But most people who endured the dictatorship don't have fond memories of it. It is clearly something that they would not want to return to Haiti.
On the other hand, says Fatton, there are lots of young people in Haiti with only a vague idea of what it meant to live under the Duvalier regimes, and material conditions for the average Haitian haven't improved in the 25 years since Baby Doc's ouster. In fact, they may have grown worse. Robert Fatton has lots of questions about Baby Doc's mysterious return. Why now? Who's behind it? How long will he stay? What does he want? But for now, there's far more speculation than facts swirling around, says Fatton.
At the moment, the only thing that we can know for sure is that Jean-Claude Duvalier is in Haiti and that he was supposed to talk to the press, and that was canceled.
And another day passed without apparent progress on resolving Haiti's political deadlock. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.